This is Ozarks at Large. With me via Zoom is Courtney Lanning, a film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney, how are you?
I am here on Zoom.
We are we're doing this while this surge goes up, but hopefully we'll be back in studio across the table soon. It is, surge or not, summer blockbuster season, and you're going to tell us about an honest-to-goodness, at least blockbuster wannabe, called Jungle Cruise.
This is, as you and I were just discussing, this is a movie based off of a ride at Disney's theme parks.
Which, when you first hear it, sounds like a loose sort of inspiration for a film, but my goodness, Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean had three or four movies.
Right. They've had quite a few at this point. I think five even.
Wow.
All off of a single theme park ride.
All right. Well, at least the first couple of Pirates of Caribbean movies were entertaining and fun. What's the verdict on Jungle Cruise?
Jungle Cruise, to me, seems to harken back to the days when adventure movies dominated the summer box office, back before the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Fast and the Furious sequels and all these other franchises that we have today. You know, it seemed like during the summer, you would get one or two really big adventure movies. I'm thinking, you know, The Mummy in 99. I'm thinking, you know, Twister and Independence Day and these big movies that told a single story and weren't connected to anything else. And they just came along and gave you a good thrill ride for a bit. And that's a bit what Jungle Cruise is.
All right. So it stars Dwayne Johnson, who we all also know as The Rock. You and I have talked before that we think he's charismatic in almost everything he does. How is he in Jungle Cruise?
He steals the show. Good. I mean, your three leads in the movie are, you know, The Rock, Emily Blunt, and Jack Whitehouse. And they're honestly, the funnest part about the movie is just how great they get along going on this cruise up through the jungle.
I think I might know the plot, or at least a big part of it by the title. They're in a jungle. They're on a boat.
That's pretty much what it boils down to. Emily Blunt plays a botanist named Lily during World War I era, and they are going in the jungle to find a tree that has some sort of magical blossoms that can supposedly cure any disease. So the movie kind of feels like a mishmash of Indiana Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are there bad guys?
Yes. So the main bad guy here is this German prince. He's the son of Kaiser Wilhelm II. Mm-hmm. I don't know how historically accurate he is, but he's also after the tree for evil purposes, generic German bad guy. But he confuses me a little bit because he traverses the entire Amazon in a World War I era submarine, and I'm just having a lot of trouble with that. I don't know if that's physically possible.
Well, it's not a summer adventure movie if you have to keep your logic meter turned on, I don't think.
Right. He could have been in a boat, and I don't know if submarines can fit in the Amazon.
All right, so I doubt it, but I don't know. This is all somewhat tongue-in-cheek. This is all fun.
Yeah, the whole movie is very silly, especially The Rock, who really steals the show. I mean, it doesn't matter how good or bad a movie is. If The Rock is in it, you're in for a good time, whether it's Moana from Disney or Skyscraper, you know, a ridiculous thriller. The Rock just finds a way to make everything fun.
I will tell you that I made my wife, Laura, watch Rampage with me because Rampage also had giant monsters, which is always something that I'll want to watch. And that one tested the theory. It was pretty bad, but it did have giant monsters. So I did watch it to the end. All right. So when does this come out and where can we see it?
This movie comes out on Friday in theaters, and you can also watch it on Disney Plus. I'm fairly certain that it's going to be under that special premiere section that you have to pay an extra fee for to watch.
Gotcha. All right. So this feels like a blockbuster weekend. What else is coming out?
You also have a fantasy movie that I tried and failed to get a review copy of, It's called The Green Knight, and it's sort of a retelling of an Arthurian tale. And this is a movie I've been looking forward to since last year. So I'm looking forward to braving the surge and going out and seeing it in theaters this weekend.
Okay.
And you also have Stillwater, which I believe is Mark Wahlberg trying to get his daughter back after she's been kidnapped in Europe.
So what are you going to bring to us next week? A review of?
I will try to get you a review of The Suicide Squad, which is a reboot of Suicide Squad minus The, brought to you by James Gunn, who is the director for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Okay. So hopefully we'll hear about that next week. We know we'll hear about something if you're unable to see that one first. Please mask up as you go to the theater for The Green Knight. You can read the full review of Jungle Cruise in Friday's Democrat Gazette from Courtney Lanny. Courtney, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.